Matt, so we need to follow up on the items we went over. Okay, great. Okay, we're going to move on to item number four, the Executive Officer's Report. Mr. Briggs.
Yeah, and just thanks to those of you who did come over today to discuss the Carmel River item. In the Executive Officer's Report, we have a written report, which is a holdover from the July Watsonville meeting. And we had some folks at that time who did not have an opportunity to address the board. So this is basically another opportunity. So first of all, we have the Hollister Wastewater Treatment Plant. And I don't see a card for Hollister.
Does anyone in the audience address the board? Okay.
Okay.
If anyone wishes to address the board on anything in the EO's report, if you could please fill out a speaker card, I would appreciate it.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I was here primarily to answer any questions on the staff report. We appreciate the staff report. We believe it's accurate. Just a brief update of that information. Our treatment facility, $57 million facility, is about halfway complete, very nearly halfway completed. They have a construction time frame. The end of their contract is December of 2008. They have an incentive where they get paid to be done earlier than that. It goes up to 4 months early. They're on schedule to meet that four-month incentive, so we expect them to actually be complete with the treatment facility 4 months ahead of the ultimate schedule. We've awarded another contract, an $8 million contract for a storage facility. Just had the pre-construction meeting on that. It was substantially under budget as well, or the bid came in under our estimated budget. We have a pipeline project that's about $1 million portion of that is getting ready to go under construction. We're moving through. We completed the environmental process on those. We've also completed an environmental document on some disposal sites, some of them at project level, some at programmatic level. So we have a certified EIR completed on a site that the city owns. What we're doing is we are doing subsequent environmental work to determine if there are better sites or if there's a site that works better, and working with the partners that we have in the region to determine that. That's expected to have that environmental document done by the end of the year, have that construction underway to be completed by the end of next December. So that's our report. Things are going, we believe, exceptionally well, much better than they've gone for several years. We think we've met everything that we committed to when we did it when we were in Santa Barbara. And I think you told us that, by gosh, we had better do that, and we've done everything in our power to do that. Our citizens adopted rates, or our council adopted rates that the citizens that they ended up agreeing to, that for $120 million for the facility in order to meet the requirements of our community and of this board. So that's where we're at, and I'd be happy to answer any questions that you have.
Any questions? All right. Thank you very much.
Thank you very much. Appreciate it.
Only question I had with this item that I posed to Lori and Roger earlier is, what do we do about subcondition 3B?
That was the requirement to let the construction contract, which the discharger wasn't able to meet. So the deadline has already passed, but the way the original administrative civil liability order is written, it says that the money will be due 30 days after the executive officer notifies the discharger that they're in default, which the executive officer hasn't done yet, so they haven't paid the money.
Does the executive officer have the discretion not to act?
Usually ACLs don't have that provision in them. Once a condition's missed, the money's immediately due and payable. This order gives the board discretion to change deadlines for factors that are beyond the reasonable control of the discharger. So it's something that the board could consider at a future board meeting, changing the deadline retroactively, basically.
I think, just to be clean about everything, you know, the board should probably do that. So whenever it's appropriate.
Yeah, we talked about the December board meeting.
Okay.
Probably being the likely time to do that. October's in Santa Barbara. September agenda's already out.
But perhaps, you know, we just need a new date. Not to waive the requirement, but to have the date modified sometime in the future, which is, you know, reasonably anticipated to be met if things go on schedule.
Right.
What do you think, Vice Chair?
Sounds good to me.
Okay.
Okay.
Any other board thoughts or comments on this particular aspect of the EO report? Okay, go ahead, Mr. Briggs.
The next item in the EO report is the Sunny Slope County Water District.
Okay.
Are those other cards over there?
Let's see. These are not. These are all.
Those are Carmel?
Carmel.
Okay. I don't have any other cards. I don't have any other cards for this item.
Does anyone wish to address the board on the Sunny Slope County Water District matter?
Oh. You're hoarding. Four and four.
Okay. We have two cards.
Jesus.
Hold Brian Yamayoka and Ken Gerard. Okay. District engineer. Both from the water district. Okay.
What does it say for time?
It doesn't.
Oh, 10.
I don't know. 12 minutes.
I think that's what you said was okay,
okay.
In July.
All right.
Is this okay?
We're doing this for an executive.
Who's up first?
My name is Gerard.
Oh.
I'm Ken Gerard with Sunny Slope County Water District. I'm the district engineer. I'm here to give you about a 10-minute presentation on the long-term wastewater management plan. At the end of the presentation, we also have in the audience the president of the board, Don Anderson. Brian Yamayoka, the general manager, is also here to answer questions, and Mark Namoka from RMC, the engineering firm who's working with us on this, is also here for questions. There are a few stakeholders in the audience from the Sunny Slope Water District area, too, and I don't know if they're going to weigh in on this or not. On today's outline presentation, we'd like to talk about our objectives. We'd like to go a little bit into the background, discuss a little bit of the long-term wastewater management plan, also the regional collaboration specifically with the City of Hollister, and then project challenges on this particular project. As far as objectives today, we'd like to talk about key decisions which need to be made. We'd like to talk about decisions which have been made and the accomplishments to date based upon those decisions. We'd also like to talk about project challenges, specifically how some of those project challenges have impacted the ability to meet the project schedule. This map shows the general Hollister urban and suburban area. If you look at this purple area, that's in essence the City of Hollister, where the City of Hollister provides water and wastewater services. This green area here is where the Sunny Slope County Water District provides water services. And very specifically, the area we're talking about today is this area in here, which is in essence the Ridgemark area, which is in essence a golf course and residential areas which are integrated together. Within that Ridgemark area, is an existing recycled, there is a pond system for sewage here, Ridgemark 1. There's also a pond system here for Ridgemark 2. The facilities we're talking about is there's two different alternatives for wastewater. One is to hook up to the Watsonville Regional Wastewater Plant, which is located approximately here. Hollister Regional Wastewater Plant, which is located over here. Tentatively speaking, the City of Hollister is locating some interim reclaimed water spray fields up here, which are in essence near the airport. The proposed Ridgemark reclaimed water facility, wastewater facility, is in this area or over here. The reclaimed water for the Ridgemark facility would be used in this particular golf course. It would also be used potentially in future customers, the high school, future high school, the future community college, and potentially in this area where there are new subdivisions coming in. That's a general map of the area. The drivers for us being here today are we have new permit requirements. Some are take effect January 2008. We also have January 2010. There's really two portions of these requirements. One is salinity right up here, TDS, sodium chloride. The other ones are traditional wastewater parameters, nitrate, ammonia, BOD, total suspended solids, and pH. The salinity requirements are being managed in one way, and the nitrate requirements, et cetera, or wastewater requirements are being managed in another way. The key decision which needs to be made in terms of the wastewater is, will Sunny Slope build a reclaimed water facility and treatment process at the Ridgemark facility, or will Sunny Slope connect to the Hollister wastewater treatment plant? Sunny Slope is prepared to pursue the Ridgemark recycled water project at the Ridgemark facility, and we have been in discussions with the City of Hollister, in essence getting a buy-in cost for the City of Hollister. Also, in terms of salinity management, which is the top portion of meeting the requirements, there is a regional plan to lower salinity through potable water treatment as opposed to treatment at the wastewater treatment plant. That decision has been made in terms of salinity management. As far as the recycled water project is, at the Ridgemark facility, the two ponds would be combined at the Ridgemark 1 wastewater treatment plant. There would be additional headworks built, a sequencing batch reactor, and then filtration and UV disinfection. The Ridgemark golf course, the future high school, future college, and then future subdivisions would be supplied by the reclaimed water, which would be available at the Ridgemark area. The Ridgemark 2 facility would be closed and decommissioned. The ponds would be converted to either brine concentration and or reclamation water storage. This is a comparisons of costs. In the Ridgemark facility, you can see that there's approximately $8.66 million here for total capital cost. That includes a provision for approximately 457 future customers, which are close to the Ridgemark area. The ponds would still have to be decommissioned when they were unused. This is approximately $1 million. Also, there's $3.9 million, which is anticipated to be used for water reclamation projects specifically. And here we have a total capital cost of about $3.66 million. Total annual costs are about $1.47 million, and that would be the annual cost. On the Hollister connection, in terms of the initial capital costs for pump stations, pipelines, et cetera, were about $1.7 million. After a certain amount of discussion with the City of Hollister, we believe that the city is going to give us a number of $7.5 million for the initial buy-in of the initial 1,200 customers, and there's an additional amount over here, about $2.8 million for future customers. These costs from the City of Hollister are based upon the budget for the wastewater treatment plant, which is being constructed, and the proportional flow. These are numbers that are generated by staff. We expect to go to the City Council to bless the staff's current recommendation. But these are the numbers we currently have. The wastewater ponds would still have to be decommissioned. There's approximately $1 million there, as in the other case. And we have $13.114 million as a total project. The difference between these two projects here is up here we have $3.9 million for recycled water. Here with the City of Hollister, the City of Hollister has identified an interim solution for reclamation, which would be sprinkling at the airport. However, a long-term reclaimed water solution is still to be worked out. So there's a future cost associated with whatever that future cost is for reclamation. On the Hollister alternative, if we did connect to Hollister, there's about $1.1 million of land which could be reclaimed and used for other purposes. This comes out to about $12 million. Here you have about $1.26 million in terms of the total annual cost. When you're talking about things other than money, these are probably the biggest things. In essence, the major difference between the two projects is in one, there'll be reclaimed water available at the Ridgemark Estates area. In the other one, there'll be reclaimed water available near the city of Hollister's wastewater treatment plant. If reclaimed water is available at the Ridgemark area, Ridgemark could utilize that water. The golf course could use that water. The future community college could use that water. The high school could use that water. And future subdivisions could come in. That would be a direct benefit to Sunny Slope in terms of meeting its allocations of water, that any water utilized for irrigation on those facilities would not be need to be met through additional treatment facilities, which we need constructed either through demineralization or surface water treatment. Conversely, with Hollister, the water that which would be reclaimed and sent to the city of Hollister is located near agricultural areas and also near the airport. The airport currently isn't utilizing reclaimed water. This would be an interim solution here, a spray field. In order for Hollister to bring water to the Sunny Slope area, there's a potentially high cost, possibly somewhere in the range of $10 million to bring reclaimed water to Sunny Slope. The water that would go to Hollister, it's not been decided where that reclaimed water is going to go. It is near agricultural area, so potentially there could be an agricultural benefit there. There could be a municipal benefit also. Above and beyond that, from the regional board's perspective, it's always easier to permit one wastewater treatment plant than to permit two, so there's cost savings there from the regional board's perspective. There's also future cost savings to be realized by economies of scale and in the future by a consolidated wastewater treatment plant here. If Sunny Slope retain jurisdiction over the water, wastewater treatment and reclamation water, Sunny Slope would have a certain amount of discretion in terms of how that reclaimed water is used, and specifically Sunny Slope could use that water for irrigation water, which we may have to otherwise provide through groundwater demineralization and or surface water treatment.
Could you wrap it up?
Sure.
Thank you.
The salinity requirements could be met by going to Hollister at a later point in time, so in that sense, Hollister alternative would allow more time to meet salinity requirements. In terms of future plans, in terms of the coordination between the city of Hollister in August 2006, Sunny Slope requested the buy-in cost from the city. In December, the city gave an initial number of $5,500 per connection. That included financing charges. A few weeks ago with the city staff, that number was revised to $6,250, which is a significant decrease. That was stripped of financing charges. We plan to go, the city council will bless those numbers or not bless those numbers probably next month. After that, the Sunny Slope County Water District will make a decision, and after that, Sunny Slope will appeal to the board for a time extension and a new schedule.
Could you wrap it up in terms of what you'd like the board to consider specifically with the salinity limits?
I'll just go right here. This is the tentative schedule. These are the time parameters. This is 2008. This is 2010. This is our current schedule. Here's the city of Hollister down here. That's when they anticipate terminating construction. If Sunny Slope hooked to the city of Hollister, we would probably be in this vicinity of time, which is after the 2008 time period. At this point in time, this is our projected schedule for both the wastewater treatment plant up here, which ends right about the year 2010, which is at the tail end of the compliance schedule. Here in the demineralization facility, we are looking at 2010 here for demineralization to be accomplished.
So the bottom line is
we're going to be out of compliance
in time. You're out of compliance, and you're concerned about an enforcement action.
Right, and we will be, when the decision is made by the Sunny Slope Board and we have the final number for the buying cost, we'll be returning to you with a revised schedule and date. And that's, in essence,
okay,
where we are today. If you have questions, Brian Yamoka, the general manager, Don Anderson, the board president's here, and they're available for questions.
All right. Any board questions or comments? Okay. Thank you very much, and thanks for the heads up that we know this will be coming down the line in a couple of years. It's always easier to deal with something knowing it's approaching. We use our discretion a little differently than when it's after the fact. Okay. Mr. Briggs, how should we manage our time here?
Well, just one other question. Cecile DiMartini, our staff, is here.
Okay.
Did you have anything to add? If not, that's fine. Okay. Mm-hmm. Just wanted to give you a chance. There's something burning. So time-wise,
we have more things in the Yale report.
Yeah, we need to, I think, push on with the next items, Las Palmas.
Right, Las Palmas. Yes, Dr. Hunter.
Oh, is there another?
Oh,
another.
Do you have a speaker card for you?
Sure.
Okay, and your name?
My name is Mark Davis. I fill out a speaker card.
Okay. Go ahead. Why don't you identify yourself
Thank
again,
you.
And you've got 3 minutes.
Mr. Chair, members of the board, my name is Mark Davis. I'm here this morning as the president and chief executive officer of Ridgemark Golf and Country Club, Incorporated. I'm also a resident of Ridgemark. Purpose today is to let the board know our public position that we strongly are encouraging the Sunny Slope Water District to pursue the local option. I can also state that as of Tuesday, all the homeowners association boards have passed resolutions and have drafted or in the process of drafting letters, which will go to the Sunny Slope Board, also encouraging the local option. We have been working with Sunny Slope since early 2006, and we were specifically involved in with their staff and their engineering company to put together the recycling component of the local option. Our review of the Hollister numbers indicate that the only benefit to residents and consumers of wastewater services in the Sunny Slope area would be to subsidize Hollister's costs. We have the ability to do something that Hollister does not at this particular time, and that is recycle 100% of the effluent. Additionally, the ratepayers of the Sunny Slope Water District would be faced with unknown costs with regard to Hollister's long-term disposal costs. We have been working with the management of the Sunny Slope Water District and are working towards scheduling a special meeting of the board, which would be specifically to discuss this issue. We will show up there with... I guess I should back up and say Ridgemark holds about 3,200 residents, 2,000 of whom are voters, represents over 90% of the wastewater hookups for Sunny Slope Services. At that meeting, in addition to homeowner associations, Ridgemark Golf and Country Club, Inc., we will also have other development interests and institutional interests, which will as well support Sunny Slope's going the local option. It's worthwhile to say that 5 years ago, Ridgemark was an $8 million a year California corporation with in excess of 125 employees. Today, it's a $6 million corporation with 65 employees. Many of the challenges that we're facing are a result of the moratorium and the inability to manage the wastewater issue in San Bernardino County. It is incumbent upon our survival to make sure this happens, it happens correctly, and it happens quickly. And the people that I represent, 800 shareholders, 200-plus members, do not have confidence that a regional approach will serve that goal. Thank you.
Any questions,
Mr. Davis?
Yeah, may I, Mr.
Of
Chair.
Course you may.
With your consideration of crunching the numbers, did you have the new number from $15,000 plus connection fee to $6,000 plus?
Yes, I did. And the numbers, as I saw it in the presentation, still make the cost a wash, the ultimate cost a wash, plus there's the black hole of the ultimate long-term disposal costs. that nobody knows about. We know that. The other thing we know is that you're shipping water down the hill, so to speak, from an area of the county that needs water. I mean, we spend $120,000 a year on blue valve M&I water. The ability to utilize the recycled water on our golf courses would save us, obviously, over $1 million over 10 years, and be able to use that M&I water for different purposes other than golf course irrigation.
Okay, thank you.
You're welcome.
Okay. Thank you for your comments.
Thank you.
All right, next item.
Las Palmas Ranch.
Palmas Ranch Water. Do we have anyone in the audience that wishes to address the board on this item? Any speaker cards?
No.
No speaker cards. Okay. Mr. Taylor is not here. All right.
And the next one is California Utility Services. And again, Matt Keeling is our staffer available for questions. And I don't have any cards for that one either.
Any board questions on this item? Okay. All right.
It's a good thing since I don't see Matt.
Okay.
Want to try public forum?
Yeah, why don't we? We're going to skip to agenda item